All right, Sarah Kostick, Washington State University. Crisp, juicy, sweet, tart. These are what we think of when we bite into an apple, but you and I as consumers often don't comprehend the challenges growers face in order to get high-quality fruit from their orchards to our tables. And one such challenge is a devastating bacterial disease in apple called fire blight that causes structural damage, tree death, and can wipe out an entire orchard in a single growing season. In 2018 alone, fire blight cost Washington apple and pear growers approximately $37 million. Now, most apple varieties are highly susceptible, and current control methods, like antibiotics, are unsustainable, costly, and only partially effective. So what we're going to do about this is to breed new improved apple varieties that have genetic resistance to fire blight. But breeding apples takes a long time. It can take 25 to 30 years. So breeders need tools that can make that process more efficient and precise, and that's where my research comes in. In recent decades, DNA information has increased the efficiency of the breeding process. Just like genetic testing in humans, think 23andMe, can give us insights into a person's ancestry, potential health risks, and traits, DNA tests can allow breeders to predict the presence of favorable characteristics early on in the breeding process, at the seedling stage, without having to plant a tree in the orchard for 5 to 10+ years. But before we can do that, we have to know what genetic regions are associated with resistance. We can do this by correlating variation in the DNA of seedlings with their variation in fire blight symptoms. In a 2-year replicated field study, I infected 556 apple varieties and seedlings with the fire blight pathogen and measured their responses and symptoms. Symptoms range from highly susceptible to highly resistant. Using statistical analyses to examine DNA variation that underlies variation of fire blight symptoms, I was able to identify 4 genetic regions associated with resistance. These regions will be targeted for DNA test development so that breeders can know years earlier if a potential new apple variety is likely to be highly susceptible or potentially resistant. This will enable a more efficient development of new improved apple varieties so that for a more sustainable apple industry, so that you and I can continue to blissfully enjoy an apple a day for the foreseeable future. Thank you.